We're joined today by Janet Apuzzo, who, among other groups, is involved with the Extinction Rebellion in the New Paltz area. And several groups had a rally out in front of Senator Delgado, I'm sorry, Congressman Delgado's office on August 19th in Kingston, part of a day of action to call Seal the Deal. But Janet, maybe you can just give us a brief, you know, introduction. You know, what took place at Congressman Delgado's office and why?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited about what happened on August 19th. We had probably maybe about 80 people in all who traversed in front of Delgado's office that time, basically prompting him, supporting him, cajoling him, telling him that we watch and we care about how he votes on the budget bills, especially conciliation bill, so that the taglines are is no cuts, and we want climate care, jobs, and justice complete and untouched, as in the bill that was passed by the Senate and what has been proposed, so that we can have a strong infrastructure to help us combat the climate change that is catastrophically upon us. So, you know, all of those together. I personally am, you know, more focused on the climate change, but it's a lot of issues that's tied up in the bundle. And we had a lot of people. We had a lot of people work together to make that happen. Right. And it was really an awesome event.
So, you know, we are talking about the $3.5 trillion package, and particularly Senator Schumer, as the Senate Majority Leader, you know, put forth, which has some significant funding in there for climate change. You know, what are some of the, you know, climate change concerns that you hope that, you know, somebody like Congressman Delgado, you know, absorbs? And, you know, has he said much in the past about what he thinks the country should be doing on climate change?
Well, you know, I've actually met with Delgado twice before. I've had a coalition of people, of environmentalists, who had to hound him to get a meeting together. And we met with him twice in person, and he's very personable. And he really seems very concerned to not look aggressive. And it's concerning to us who really see that the climate change is in force and on top of us and causing the flooding and the more hurricanes and the droughts and the heat and the glacial melt. There's just so many forces that are really very horrifying. And I pushed along with a group of other people to get him to declare a climate emergency for our country and to pass the new Green Deal. And those are things that he was not willing to do. So I saw on I think it was YouTube yesterday, an ad by him claiming that he is like the new Green Democrat congressperson. And he's really not. He talks a good talk. And he has put together a bill that is a climate, it's like green jobs, something about green jobs opportunities. I think it's green job opportunities. And he's pushing that, which is nice. You know, it's a nice bill that the Labor Department is supposed to monitor how jobs in this country are going to be satisfying our change, our need for change into the new economy. But that's it. You know, he wasn't willing to do the other things, declare a climate emergency or support the new Green Deal. And so the idea is to really hold his feet to the fire, that there is a lot of people out there who care about these issues intensely. And and we'll vote him out if he doesn't start standing behind what he says he is.
Well, as we're talking, I'm you know, recollecting that, of course, the initial, you know, Green New Deal was, you know, put together under the auspices of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, actually governor of New York before he became president, and at least sometime from the Hyde Park area, which is almost at least part of Delgado's district. Is he feeling the spirit of FDR saying, hey, you know, this is a crisis and we got to do something to, you know, save life on the planet?
Well, from your mouth to his ears and his heart, that's what we would like to work on. I met a woman there who had a 10-month-old baby. And, you know, the realities of our situation is so intense that, you know, people are battling climate anxiety, climate fear, climate depression. And she had actually rallied her forces with a group of other women and wrote a letter to Delgado. And I'm going to help promote that letter and get it out as a petition, which is demanding that he stand up and do the right thing and, you know, declare a climate emergency and sign a new Green Deal and, you know, a whole host of things that really need to be done. You know, you can't just say that you're for, you know, legislation that's going to be for green jobs and be like, yay, I'm the green candidate, and it's going to be enough to save our future. It's just not enough.
Now, Janet, you mentioned that you're associated with Extinction Rebellion in the New Paltz area. I should probably disclose I've been involved with them, you know, particularly in the Capital District. But, you know, since Extinction Rebellion, one of its big strategies has been social disobedience, while calling for much faster transition to, you know, shutting down fossil fuel plants and clean energy. Obviously, that civil disobedience tactic was a little bit difficult to pull off during the shutdown, during the pandemic. With the pandemic beginning somewhat for the moment to ease, is Extinction Rebellion looking for some new efforts in the coming months, a year?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I know September 17th in Manhattan, there's people are brewing up an action, and I have some friends who are going to be going down and in an arrestable position. So they're doing that. And our little group in New Paltz are actually revving back up. We're getting back together again. We did disband pretty much during the pandemic. It was a hard time for everybody. And now with it waning and people realizing that, you know, all of these problems are so hard upon us that we really need to act, there's quite a few people ready to meet back up again in New Paltz. So that's nice. So hopefully we'll be acting, because for me, for my part, I feel like it is so essential to have my voice heard, to do actions, to be planning, to be working with people who have a similar sense, because so much in the world is business as usual, and you feel like you're going crazy. Like, you know the climate crisis is happening, you know our planet is melting, and people are arguing about it. How do we move forward? What do we do? You know, oh, we can't do this. Oh, we can't do that. What are we going to do? And just to, or just hiding their heads in their entertainment and not really being willing to participate in, you know, moving the world forward so we can have a future. So it's really great to have a group of people who care and can console one another and support one another and get out there in public and make our voices heard as to trying to create legislation and change business as usual so that we can end fossil fuels and move to a new green economy. And that's what we need to do. So yes, in New Paltz on Thursdays, hopefully, at Hadsbrook Park.
But I want to thank Janet Apuzzo from the Extinction Rebellion New Paltz area, talking to us about the August 19th climate protest at Congressman Delgado's office. And this has been Mark Dunley for the